to Discover Health, where we help you take control of your health so you can transform your life. Your host, functional medicine expert, Dr. Trish Murray, is on a mission to help every baby boomer age with dignity and grace.
So hi, everyone. It's Dr. Trish, and today I am coming on to live YouTube as well as recording a podcast. And the title of this podcast is The Onion, Another Analogy to Understand Fascia. You see, the onion, I'm going to share my screen and show you an image of an onion to try and help you understand what I'm talking about here. So as you see, fascia is the holistic system of the body, the fascial system that surrounds everything in your body. We've talked about this numerous times on the different podcasts we've done more recently. There are so many analogies to try and help you understand the fascial system. We've talked about the analogy of an orange and the idea that when you peel an orange, the white material below the skin and the white material that separates the sections of the orange is fascia. And that's a real true example of it in real life that you can experience and interact with. I've also talked, and I talk a lot about fascia and us. We are like puppets. The bones are the sticks of the puppet, and the fascia is the strings, the fabric that will help move the bones, because all of your bones are surrounded by fascia. All of your muscles are surrounded by fascia. Fascia interdigitates around every fiber of every muscle, and so on and so on. It is an amazing holistic system. So if you experience pain or you have postural imbalances and you go to a provider like myself, a physician or a body worker that uses myofascial release, they are trying to work with this fascial system and they are working with the fabric of life in order to unwind it and untie knots and improve balance and hydrate it. But the point I want to bring home today with this concept of the onion, another analogy to help you understand fascia, is the idea that if in this image of the onion, you can see, and if you've ever, you know, when you peel an onion, there are many, many layers to an onion. There are the superficial outer layers, and then there are another layer and another layer and another layer, and you just keep going through the layers until you get to the center of the onion. And you see that in this image very easily of an onion cut in half and one, the opening inside of it facing you, and you can see. And of course, what separates it into those sections or those cylindrical layers? Fascia. So onions have fascia. Oranges have fascia. We have fascia. Folks, fascia is the fabric of all life. Anything that's living has a connective tissue and has a fascia. So fascia is, the fabric is made up of threads. And I've done talks on the different types of like collagen and elastin and fibroblasts and the different types of cells and the different types of material that make up the fascia on a microscopic level. But again, fascia, when it comes out as a fabric, if you will, or as spider web-like with its tendrils, again, is in layers. And the point is, folks, what you wanna understand is that fascia is supposed to be very lubricated. Fascia is actually 90% water. So, but if your fascia another analogy I've talked about is that fascia is like a sponge. And when you look at fascia microscopically, it looks like a sponge. But the layers are supposed to be full of water and they're supposed to slide on each other a lot. So again, you'll notice in this image of the onion, there are layers and these layers should be sliding on each other and mobile. And what happens is that there are these superficial layers, and then you can have as a body worker or as a doctor, the osteopath, that people come to see me with their pain, and I start working on their structure. I am feeling the connective tissue. I'm feeling the fascia. And I can feel into the superficial layers, and I can feel also down into the deeper layers. But what happens many times when I work on someone the first time, let's say someone comes to me and has had pain, in low back pain for 10 years, chronic low back pain for 10 years. And let's say they did have an injury 10 years ago, but over the years, they've just had this chronic, even debilitating at times, low back pain. Sometimes you'll even get radiating pain down the legs, right? Sciatica. Many people have heard of that. Well, let's say this person works in construction or works a job where they move around and use their body a lot. Or let's say this person is more of a computer-based, sitting all the time at a computer person. In either of these examples, whether you're moving all the time in work and only work, or whether you're sitting all the time, the deep tissues that are trying to, that first need to stay hydrated and need to be sliding, become almost like they become more dried up and they become more stuck and sticky on each other. And they become like a mortar, like a putty or like a cement even over enough time goes by and they become dried out enough. So when someone comes to me and I start working on them, I can have an effect right off the bat on the superficial outer layers of the connective tissue. But it's very difficult to get deep into the tissues and hydrate and put any dent or mobility or slide back into the deep layers of the onion here, for example, or the deep tissues of your body. What happens is that if someone comes to me, let's say once a month, and I work on them, I can only have an effect over time on the superficial layers and then maybe some of the medium deep layers, but I'm never going to be able to get into the deep, deep layers and hydrate them and break up the mortar and get it mushing and squishing like a sponge again, unless the client, the patient, you are doing something on a daily basis to get into these deeper tissues slowly but surely. You do not want to force deep fascia to move when it doesn't want to, because remember, a sponge that's dried up is going to tear or rip or break rather than bend or become more squishy if you force it when it's too dry. So we need to work slowly and emphatically and systematically over time doing homework to try and get into the deeper tissues of the onion, the deeper tissues and the hydrating, and unstick them and get them to move, to loosen that, to hydrate them, loosen them, and break up the mortar. So how do you do that? What's the homework? Well, that's where movement comes in. Basic stretching techniques are one way. Another way is to do yoga. Another way is to do self-myofascial release. So all of these types of techniques, excuse me, are the ways in order to try and get into the deeper and deeper layers of the fascia, like the onion, and try and get that deep so that even way in deep near your spinal cord, or your, I should say, your spinal column, because you're not going to get to the spinal cord. There's muscles around your spinal column, the vertebrae, and they all attach to the vertebrae and stuff. So we need to loosen them up and get the fascia and the muscles, and the muscles are all surrounded and interdigitated with fascia, to break, again, loosen, break up the mortar, and get everything moving again. So I hope this has helped. The big concept here today is to get you to understand that the mortar forms deeper and deeper in the deep layers of the onion or the fascial layers. And in order to mobilize that, if you're someone like our example of chronic pain in the back, you need to start stretching on a daily basis. You're going to want to look into a gentle and easy yoga class. You can also start looking into classes on self-myofascial release. Now, we offer these classes through Discover Health Movement Membership. If you go to my website, discoverhealthf.com, DiscoverHealthFunctionalMedicineCenter.com. You see, my company is called Discover Health Functional Medicine Center. So the website is Discover Health, and then you don't spell out Functional Medicine Center. It's just DiscoverHealthFMC.com. Now, if you go to the website and you're right on the homepage, scroll down, you're going to find Discover Health Movement membership. But you also can do DiscoverHealthFMC.com/#movement, and that will take you right to the exact spot in my website so that you can learn more about Discover Health Movement membership. Now, what this is a monthly membership where for an extremely low cost of under $25 a month, you're going to get three classes a week. One is a Discover Yoga class. Two is a self-myofascial release class. And the third class is Movement for Longevity. And all three of these classes' purpose is to help you optimize your fascial tissues, hydrate them, unstick them, make the mortar turn back into the slidey onion layers that we're talking about today. So this would be an answer. We have people that are doing our program and on a regular basis are improving their pain and improving their ability to keep doing the things they want to do. So if you are 40 something or above and you are feeling your age, then you need to understand your fascial system and watch more of the programs we have on this YouTube channel that we have and understand these different analogies of the onion that I've talked about today, the puppet concept that I've talked about in other videos, the orange concept of the fact of understanding what fascia is, and all the different videos I've done with our different Discover Health Movement membership instructors on posture and improving your pelvic balance, your pelvic floor. Many people have problems with the pelvic floor. We've done a whole webinar on that, as well as a whole webinar on the anatomy of fascia. So I hope this has helped, and we'll see you on the next episode of Discover Health Podcast.
Thanks for listening. To learn more about the episode and the Discover Health Functional Medicine Center, visit us on our website, discoverhealthfmc.com. We hope you enjoyed this episode and will join us again next time so you can truly live and play as long as you want.